Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. A little Chicago bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Bert Folsom, folks, is with us. His book is called New Deal or Raw Deal. It's getting reviews all over the place. My friend Steve Forbes did a great review of the book, and I'll tell you, Steve's a pretty tough cookie. He don't throw it accolades out too much. He never does it if it's not deserved. So, congratulations, Bert, on the great press coverage you've been getting on your book. It's worthy. It's well done. I had a peek at it before you finally published it. And I just want to congratulate you again on it.
Well, that's great, Jim. We talked about the ideas in that book on your show before the book came out.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of the national debt
started
under Roosevelt.
A preview.
We doubled the national debt in his first two terms.
Bert,
yes.
One of the things that we got to point out, let's talk about something that nobody wants to talk about, and that's the pain. We don't have a lot of pain right now because of the national debt. But it's just a matter of time. It's the calm before the storm. There are only 18% of the budget is even accessible to discretionary cuts, and everything else is either defense or one of the entitlements. 82% of the budget is either defense or the entitlements or interest on the debt. The other 18% are things that, you know, that they can debate about. And when we're talking about runaway spending, runaway debt on par with the gross domestic product, and as you said, $30,000 a second increasing, dithering around the edges, managing the margins is not going to get it. We've got to make some hard decisions. What are we going to do?
Right. First of all, you don't take you put the entitlements on the table as well. There are cuts that can be made in defense. There are cuts that can be made in, we could have privatized Social Security or at least part of it. There are all sorts of things we can do to reduce Medicare costs. And, you know, some of it involves, Jim, I think a commitment to do some real hard work perhaps a requirement for a balanced budget amendment.
There's going to be some pain, Bert. Every American is going to see some kind of an adjustment in what they thought the future was going to be like because of this.
But see, every American also is going to get something back. What most people don't realize how much they pay in taxes because so much of it is hidden in different ways. And if you were to, all you're going to do is get back some of the money you're already paying in. I agree there's going to be some pain, but there's also going to be some good news. And the good news is you get to keep more of what you earn in the long run.
Well, I heard Steve Forbes give a speech yesterday, and he said if we can do some of the things you and I are talking about and a couple of other things, he said he thinks in 5 years we could be growing at 5, 6, 7% a year.
I think he's right.
And see, that's the thing. That's the whole. That's
the
beauty of America. The beauty of America is we have an engine here that not too many other countries have. If we can do a little deferred gratification, if we can make the hard decisions today, that's not just denying ourselves. That's investing in our future, isn't it?
It is, and America has more entrepreneurship, more inventiveness. We have more patents. We have a very creative society, more so than, you know, China simply doesn't emphasize the kind of creativity that we have. It doesn't have the historical record of creativity that we have in the United States. We can do it here if we have the will to turn this debt picture around.
Well, there's no question about it. See, that's what we've got to think about. We've got to quit thinking, oh, somebody's going to take my cookie away. I don't want to lose my cookie. Well, what we got to say is, okay, I tell you what. I'm going to take that cookie, and you're not going to have it for a little while, but in about a year or two or five, I'm going to give you a whole sack of cookies back.
The whole bakery will be renewed.
The whole darn bakery. You got it. Exactly. That's what we've got to realize. The cuts that have to be made, the pain that has to be dealt with is an investment. It's not it's not really depriving ourselves of anything.
That's right.
And folks, when they talk about probably today or tomorrow, or the next day, Bert, they're going to do something like agree to something between $30 and $60 billion in cuts. Let me tell you something, folks. That's not even the crumbs falling off the table at your meal.
No, that's not nearly enough, Jim. That's not nearly enough. We need more. That's a dangerously low number.
Yeah, and they should. And if they do that, they don't need to be congratulating themselves, and we shouldn't be either. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job today. Bert Folsom, folks, is our guest. His book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, and you're gonna want to buy two. You're going to want to give one away. See you later, Bert. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.